Welcome to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. My name is Natalie Nidham. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology to ancestral health practices, personalized interventions, and a very special interest of mine, peptides. Enjoy the show. Today's episode features a practitioner who is really quite unique in his approach. His name is Dr. Daryl Mezak. He's a naturopath, he's a licensed pharmacist, and he's also the creator of Vitalometry, a high-potency herbal formula that is designed to promote longevity through telomere extension. But these three qualifiers, if you will, do very little to really explain what Dr. Mezak is all about. Dr. Mezak is also a passionate and consummate teacher of his patients. He's all about education, and he taps into a stream of wisdom in natural medicine that is, I think, doesn't get enough attention a lot of the time. And so I think you'll find this very interesting. He bases his practice on the work of Dr. Kerry Reams, who explains the human body in mathematical terms of energy efficiency based on chemistry composition, structure, and function. It's a lot of words, right? Yeah. What this really comes down to is the efficiency of the body to extract energy from its food and to use that energy to do what it needs to do. And Dr. Mezak is deep into this work. He teaches his patients, and really, this guy's an educator at heart. He's very passionate about what he does, and he's really all about teaching his patients how to manage their own health by looking at their bodies both as an electrical entity, because of course we are all electrical, and also by looking at certain metrics that gives you really good insight into how well that electrical pump, if you will, or battery is functioning. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it here. I'm going to let Dr. Mezak explain it. It's not a super long episode, but it's packed full of information. And Dr. Mezak is a most entertaining guest. So hopefully you will find him to be a most entertaining speaker. If you decide you want to learn more about Dr. Mezak, you can go to his website, which is docmezak, M like Mary, I-S-A-K like Kansas.com. If you want to try Vitalometry for yourself, you can use promo code BIONAT10, and that will get you 10% off your purchase. And the website for his practice is PittsburghAlternativeHealth.com. If you get value out of this episode, please make sure to share it with your friends, family, or anybody else you think would also get value from it. Please make sure that you also leave us a review so that I get feedback on what you love, what you don't love. And of course, I always love to get direct feedback from people. So you can find me on Facebook in the Optimizing Superhuman Performance Facebook group. I had to change the name of it. The MeWe group, which is another platform, is called Biohacking Superhuman Performance. And of course, you can always reach out to me directly via my website, which is natnidham.com. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you guys, and I really look forward to hearing back from you with your comments and questions on this and any other episode. Talk soon. Welcome, Dr. Mezak, to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Show. It's so great to meet you today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good. So you guys, Dr. Mezak and I just met, and we just had, as per usual, the podcast before the podcast. We had a little chat before. But Dr. Mezak has got a fascinating story. He started off, I would say, probably on the conventional side of medicine and healthcare, and has had this fascinating journey over into now what people would call more alternative, but basically practicing as a naturopath and in longevity medicine. So, Dr. Mezak, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you started and what got you to where you are today?
Okay. I grew up in West Virginia. I went to West Virginia University, got my pharmacy degree. After traveling Europe on a bicycle for 3 months, I went and got a job at Duke Medical Center, clinical oncology, general medicine rounding. And I just started asking the question because, you know, how we all have our own gifts, right? And my gift is understanding how things work. So I was taking apart toys when I was a kid, and now I take apart and tinker on cars or small engines or fixing houses. I fix things, right?
Oh, so you're an engineer at heart, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hate the math, though. Although everything that I do is mathematically and scientifically based now.
Exactly.
So I went to Duke, and while I was there in rounding, I'd say, hey, I loved anatomy, physiology, how things work. Here's these cancer patients falling apart. Why can't we give them nutrients? And they're like, oh, there's no research on that. Well, it's before I had my five kids. And I started going into the, back then you had to go to those great big mesh term books in a library and look up what you were looking up and then find the terms and then go pull the articles and stuff. Now yeah. You can just Google everything.
Much more labor intensive in those days, for sure. You really had to work for the information.
Yep. And I started pulling research and saying, look, here's research on IV vitamin C and nutrients for cancer patients to help. And they're like, well, that's been refuted. Well, I never found anything that refuted it. They don't use it, you know? And it started this thing where I started learning about Ralph Moss and Julian Whitaker, these alternative medical doctors who were using natural therapies to support the basic physiology of what's happened. And next thing you know, I'm flying out to and moving out to Portland, Oregon, studying naturopathic medicine for 4 years. While I was there, I did compounding pharmacy at Lloyd Center Pharmacy, a premier compounding pharmacy. And then I moved back to Pennsylvania because my wife grew up, within an hour of Pittsburgh. And so that's where I ended up. And I run a practice called Pittsburgh Alternative Health. But even in that process, in natural medicine, you know, there's these basic principles of how the body restores itself, but they still are kind of teaching the aspect of understanding disease and using natural therapies for that disease.
Right.
Whereas I have looked at, hey, how does the whole body work? And it kept me going down this rabbit hole. How does it work? How does it work? And it led me to quantum physics, you have Tesla who says, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, you have to think in terms of frequency and vibration. Mm-hmm. And then you have Einstein who says, hey, energy is the same thing as matter. And we are matter. So that energy is heat and electricity. Well, how do we generate more heat and electricity? Then I found the works of Dr. Carrie Reams, who explained the human biological ionization process in terms of energy and heat and electricity and the basic composition of when we go back to ashes, we go back to this earth and become soil, where our composition is 60% calcium, 24% phosphorus, 12% potassium, and then a bunch of trace minerals. We're minerals and we are mm-hmm. a soil. And so the ratio of those minerals dictate the ability of us of how we can generate energy in our body. And Dr. Reams taught that you can measure variables, the sugars and potential energy. pH is a measure of resistance of electrical charges going across one another. So it gives you the speed of energy going through the body. Conductivity is the ability of energy to get to point A to point B, which gives you an idea of salt concentration and the thickness of our body fluids. Cell debris is how well our body's turning over. And then nitrates, you have nitrates and ammonia nitrates that dictate our body's ability to use to build for building proteins and how well it's breaking down proteins, either not breaking them down in our diet or our body's breaking apart. And we have these ammonia toxic compounds that our body needs to eliminate.
Right.
Start looking at these analytical variables and the ones that are the furthest away from ideal. Carrie Reams explained mathematically an ideal energy efficiency, the line of least resistance of our bodies. And so he taught that the day you consume more energy than you get from your food is the first day of disease. Because if you're consuming more energy than you're getting, something's got to give based upon your genetic makeup and everything, right?
Right. So you're getting into a catabolic state, as it were.
Right. In naturopathic medicine, they teach what's called the total load theory. I can handle this much stress, but when I get here, my body can't do it anymore. So something's got to give. And based upon your predisposition, whether you're exposed to some toxin or whether you're deficient, your body can't handle that load. And so I teach a basic concept that either you are deficient or you have excess. And those excesses are toxicities because of this toxic environment. So you got to change your environment. So I created what's called five phases of health. Phase one, pure air, pure food, pure water, EMF protection. Take steps to lower the total load on your body with what you're eating, drinking, breathing, and exposing yourself with all these electronic crud, right?
Right.
Step two is test yourself. What are you specifically reacting to? Food sensitivities, environmental chemical sensitivities. Have you been exposed to molds or heavy metals? Or what burdens do you have? Phase three is support, not to take everything for my adrenals, my thyroid, my parathyroid, whatever, not fix these symptoms, but what deficiencies do I have? Mm-hmm. So that if I can't take care of this excess because my body is a well-tuned machine, it's missing something. Let's give that deficiency. Let's fix the deficiency so my body can work appropriately. Phase four is detoxification. When you get below your threshold, you know, hey, I can now handle the stress load. Now my body's going to start getting rid of all the waste because its parasympathetic mechanisms get kicked in and your body naturally cleans up shop.
Right.
Five is self-awareness. You know, that meditation, that aspects of being aware of our bodies. Like, hey, when I eat that, I feel like crap. Then really, should I eat it? You know, and those types of sensations. Or now when I'm looking at chemistry, when you eat something and you know it's going to make you feel like crap, if you understand what it does to your chemistry pattern, I teach, hey, this is what you can do. Then since you did that, how you can make yourself correct that chemically and then physiologically, the health follows. So I just finished a book. It's going to be called Restorative Health by the Numbers, because we teach people to look at their chemistry numbers. And right now we're just going through our final edits and submitting it to finding the right publisher. And,
amazing. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. So when you talk about you teach people to look at their numbers, you're going beyond blood values here. What kind of analytics are you inviting people to look at? Are they the same as other people, or are you looking at different metrics?
No, it's a urine and saliva test.
Okay.
You look at the BRICS, which gives you an idea of potential energy and sugar regulation. Most people are sugar crashers, tired, crashing 11 to 2 o'clock, feel a little bit better in the evening because their energy comes up because sugars naturally go up after the adrenal surge at 2 o'clock and your sugars naturally start rising after that. Versus people who can be high sugars. And whenever sugar regulation gives you an idea of oxygen availability, and you have to have oxygen. That's why we have a hyperbaric chamber or we turn around and use ozone therapy in certain people and stuff like that. But sugar regulation is where most of people's symptoms, lightheadedness, dizziness, seizure activity, can't think, feeling like you're crashing. I got to eat something right now. Where's my chocolate, or whatever right. it is, and that's sugar regulation. And I just teach people you check your BRICS value and you know whether you're drinking enough water, because water will lower that sugar. And, or if you're drinking too much water, you can overhydrate, have low sugars and feel like crap all the time.
Absolutely. So when you say BRICS value, what is that exactly? Is that a specific test?
Yeah, it's a BRICS percentage. You use a refractometer. And a refractometer measures the bending of light. And it's basically like specific gravity, the total amount of dissolved stuff that's bending the light going through being refracted by light. And it just gives you an idea of the concentration of what's in the urine. There's ratios that you look at in the chemistry, sugar to salt, the salts is the conductivity number. And when the conductivity gets above 15, then that BRICS value is also going to see salts in ureas reflected in that number. You're not clearing out your waste, and that'll reflect in the other numbers. So I do YouTube shows, and I teach people how to understand to look at these numbers, how Kerry Reams explained them energetically, but both physiological and a practical sense. So your pH is the speed things are going. So if you have low pHs, things are moving too fast. You're not extracting nutrients. You tend towards diarrhea. You tend to be irritable all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's various symptoms that happen with this. And if things are moving too fast, you're not extracting nutrients. It affects your ability to generate energy. And that affects those other numbers. You're going to have more waste. Your conductivity is going to go up. Your cell debris is going to go up. You're vitamin D deficient. You're calcium deficient. You see specific deficiencies that lie in those numbers. When your saliva pH tells a pre-digestive pH, how well is my digestion, the strength of my liver bile? And so when it's too low, things are moving too fast and it's really, really weak, and your vitamin D, your B12 deficient almost 100% of the time. You'll mm-hmm. see B12 and folic acid issues. And those people need to slow that digestion down, but they can't digest it. So they need like a little bit of higher protein and fat, but they don't digest it well. So you got to use plant-based protein sources, you know, more than meat. And then you also need to use oils that your body can assimilate. So your monounsaturated oils like olive and avocado oil versus your saturated butters and coconut oils and things like that. The chemistry dictates what we're able to tolerate.
Right. Okay.
Conductivity, salt, is the ability of energy to get where it needs to be. So if you take distilled water and put an electrical current in it, can you put your arm in there?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, yeah, you can, because there's nothing to conduct.
There's nothing to conduct. Yeah.
So you have to have.
Not that I would try it, but.
I probably wouldn't either.
Yeah, just in case.
Right. But so conductivity, as salts go up, body fluids get thick. Nerves get irritated. So you start getting numbness and tingling. Anxiety goes up. The worst is sea salt. And everybody's saying more sea salt, more sea salt, more sea salt to get your minerals. Because sea salt will stimulate cortisol. So it helps people feel like they're having more energy because it's chronically stimulating the adrenal glands. But people chronically doing the sea salt, at some point they get adrenal burnout. And they feel it all the time, nervousness, anxiety, jitteriness, numbness, tingling, you know, can't sleep at night. So I teach people to understand how that, and your cholesterol starts going up, your blood pressure goes up because those nerves are getting irritated and smooth muscle starts breaking down. So older women particularly start coughing, sneezing, losing urine. You'll see people develop diverticulitis because the smooth muscle and the digestive tract breaks down. And mm-hmm. so when you look at the chemistry, I can pretty much predict and tell people what symptoms they're having without even looking at a history.
Interesting.
Just show some numbers, and this is what you have going on. Cell debris, if you look at the cells of what's coming out in the urine, and it tells you how well the kidneys are eliminating dead cells.
Right.
You know, and if you're not eliminating them when you should be, something's going on. Something's mm-hmm. wrong. You know, mm-hmm. and then nitrates, we do nitrate nitrates and ammonia nitrates, and nitrate nitrates give an idea of your body's ability to break down food to build building blocks to build healthy cells. Whereas ammonia nitrates are a toxic to the body. They make the heart pound. If your nitrates get too high, you can have a tendency towards angina or heart attacks. You can see where people aren't detoxifying, where you'll see bacterial overgrowth because of the nitrogen excess. And you'll see yeast and parasitic overgrowth in the digestive tract. And so you can turn around and just, hey, you probably have this going on, and describe what's going on with people based upon the efficiency and how those, and I teach how those numbers represent and move with each other. So my book's going to explain that. I do a weekly YouTube show. It's on my channel, Doc Misak, and just teach all these concepts to people.
Interesting. But you were saying before the episode that a bunch of your shows just got wiped out, right? Just got taken.
Yeah, I started on a very right-sided platform that was very pro-Trump and that basically what is now being considered need to be fact-checked information. And so all those channels, YouTube just got rid of them. So all of my shows for about 2 years just disappeared off the internet, but we've been recording on my channel. And I haven't been tagged to be eliminated yet because I try to stay away from politics and stuff on my show.
Yeah. Well, you're not in the business of politics particularly right now. So
exactly.
It can get in the way of being effective at what you do sometimes. So, okay, so that's the foundation of your practice. So to get one of these tests done, does someone have to come into your office, or is it the kind of thing that that people can, like, are you able to practice virtually with people, or is it?
Totally, yeah. I mean, there are people who test around the United States. And if you get a set of numbers, you can call them in and do phone consults with me. I teach videos. I did a video about 2 months ago called Testing and Testimony, where I had, you know how you have these type A people who are like, hey, they'll test themselves over and over and over to fully understand what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have those clients. So I have one who had all these horrible health issues, I taught him that it's all cause and effect, and to learn to understand his patterns. So every time he pees, he runs his numbers and he keeps a diet diary, and right. he learned how to move his chemistry towards the ideal, and all of these symptoms went away. You know, so at the beginning of the show, I'm like, this is how you test. And I've done whiteboard ads that kind of explain it on my channel. And then his testimony is like, hey, this stuff works, totally works. Because what you have is a mathematical equation for ideal health based upon energy efficiency. And so we know what the ideal is. So if you're away from ideal, and each one of those variables being away from ideals points to something specific, potassium or magnesium utilization, calcium utilization, trace mineral availability, B vitamins specifically being depleted. And so you start giving what's shown as a deficiency sign, and all of a sudden the chemistry starts moving towards the ideal, the body starts to detoxify. You know, so people can buy their own testing equipment, but it is an investment. To get a good set of testing equipment, you're looking at about $700.
Right.
But at that point forward, you could test yourself, you could test your family and friends. And I did I started a nonprofit because all of my clients are private, because the purpose of the government is to protect the public. So the public has to be protected from people who teach something that's not approved.
Right.
And so I'm private. Right. So you have to join a private group to be a member. But anybody who does testing is going to become private. And so they can turn around and you can test your family, you can test your friends. And with the group, we're getting ready to come out with a computer program where you run your numbers, you put them into the computer program, and a basic idea of what you should take, how you should eat, what foods are best for you, how much you should be drinking, how to control your sugars. So it's so simplified that people can say, hey, if I learn to run my numbers, I put them in, I get an outline of what I need to do to move my chemistry towards healthy. And basically, as you move your chemistry towards the ideal, there's a gain in energy, and you will see that what we call restorative health follow behind.
Huh. So basically what you're saying is you're using these metrics and you're then able to help people to understand what vitamins, minerals they should be taking and how, and then what specific type of diet. So it could be plant-based or not plant-based, depending on the individual and what's happening with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
some people do well with keto and paleo. Other people need a low fat. Other people, I have vegans who come in here and I'm like, this is fine, but you got to get more protein. Because each one of those, I mean, keto, certain nutrients will become depleted and long. None of those, there's no diet out there that is good for long term that doesn't show some type of nutrient deficiency. You know, whether you're vegan or whether you're doing keto or whatever, there's always some type of, if you go extreme on one end of the way, you're going to see some type of depletion of some type of nutrient. And what I'm doing is helping you identify where those nutrient depletions are occurring and whether that diet's appropriate for you, because you could see if you eat a food you're not supposed to eat, your BRICS will shoot up, your pH will go down, your conductivity will go up, your cell debris go up, and your nitrates showing that you're not digesting it go up. So you need more magnesium, you need more calcium, you need vitamin D, and you need to drink water to flush this stuff out of you.
Interesting.
That teaches you how to understand your chemistry and recognize, oh my God, I can't eat that. I love it, but I can't eat it.
Yeah. Or at least not right now anyway. So once you get people back into a state of homeostasis, let's say, because let's say they come to you, everything's all wonky, their potassium's too high, their sodium's too low, whatever the case may be. Once they get back into a state of homeostasis, obviously their needs are going to change at that point. Do they then get more leeway, if you will, to eat differently?
Yeah.
How long does that usually take? I'm sure it varies dramatically from one person to the next, depending on how out of whack they are, but.
Out of whack or how compliant they are.
Well, there'd be that for sure.
Right? And so you turn around and most people can get their numbers stable within 2 months.
Maybe really?
Three. Yeah.
Okay.
But then once you're stable, okay, I'll see you in 2 months, run your numbers in 2 months. If at 2 months they're staying stable, I'll see you in 3 months. If in 3 months they're staying stable, let's do 3 months again. Oh, let's move to 3 to 6 months. But the thing is once you get your numbers, it's called ranges. Range A is 95 to 100% energy efficient. Range B is 85 to 95% efficient, or 75 to 95% efficient.
Okay.
Range C is about 50 to 75% efficient. Range D is about 20 to 50% efficient, and range E is about 4 to 20% efficient. Most people come in range D or E, just period. Wow. And you just have to increase it. And everyone's like, I've got adrenal fatigue, I've got thyroid imbalance, and I've got yeast overgrowth, you know, because acid conditions love yeast because they're not digesting their foods.
Absolutely.
It's not kill the yeast, it's change the environment.
Yeah, no, for sure. And even with the adrenals and the thyroid, like so often I see people, you know, I need somebody just wrote me the other day, I need to boost my adrenals. And I'm like, it's not that simple. You know, if your adrenals are lagging, there's a reason for that. And even if you could boost them, it'll only last so long before they fall apart completely, because you force them into it. Like, they're doing what they need to do to counter some kind of, you know, call it evil force or imbalance in the body. And if we artificially boost them without figuring out what it is that's dragging them down in the first place, we really run the risk of causing more damage than good. Well, at that point.
And I'm just looking at it at the aspects of energy efficiency.
Sure.
And if you maximize the energy efficiency and recognize the deficiencies, all of these other things start to fix themselves. So yes, the adrenal glands have to have pantothenic acid and vitamin C.
Yeah.
Vitamin C levels are directly proportional to your available energy.
Right.
Linus Pauling, but vitamin C is acid, right? It's ascorbic acid.
Yeah.
So if you're already acidic, you don't take a bunch of vitamin C.
Right. Interesting.
So you have to utilize it. And those people are extremely vitamin D deficient.
Yeah.
So I just tell people to understand that. But I mean, another aspect is, you know, when we look at anti-aging, it's telomeres, you know, and one of the things you asked me, hey, what did it lead to? You know, so I discovered in 2009, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded to these three physiologists for the discovery of telomerase.
Yes.
And an enzyme that if your telomeres shorten, bottom line, you age. And if you have a high amount of this enzyme, then the telomeres don't shorten. But the telomeres also shorten from stress, childhood stress, you know?
Yeah.
People who have had childhood stress and carry around anxieties every day and don't know how to meditate and relax, meditation alone can make you live longer by increasing telomere length.
Yep.
Just read Lisa Blackburn's book. You know, she's one of the three physiologists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and certain nutrients have been shown to increase it. So most telomere products that are out there, I start, you know, for me, it's like, oh my God, what a discovery. How do you stimulate this enzyme? So I went on and looked and like, okay, you know, there's only one product out there that's promoting that it can actually do that. And it had cycloestragalinol and astragalocyte 4 in it, astragalus extract. And then I started re-Googling all of these. I Googled and went to Medscape to look at abstracts for telomerase and looked over about 200 abstracts. And I started seeing all these natural products come out. And I'm like, wait a minute. Here's a natural product for the liver. Here's a natural product for circulation. Here's a natural product for immune system. Here's a natural product for adrenal glands. Here's a natural product for cell membrane health, you know? And then I look at the bioelectric chemical aspects that calcium regulates all the minerals and utilization and exchange in our body. And lemon is 100% anionic to disperse and stimulate friction and heat generation to increase energy. So what happened was I turned around, and when I learned about this, I formulated a product, and it's called Vitelometry for telomeres.
Okay.
And so I used my compounding pharmacy experience, and I started taking this stuff myself, made it fit in capsules, and I'm like, oh my God, do I really feel like this? So then I started asking my clients, would you like to try this? And they're like, Dr. Misek, you want me to be like a guinea pig? And I'm like, well, kind of, sort of, I'll give it to you. And so I gave people products, and every single one of them came back and said, can I have more?
What was their experience exactly? Like, what was it that they experienced from the product?
Almost across the board, it's energy and mental focus.
Interesting.
And people saying, I don't need my coffee anymore. But then since I created the product, I ended up creating a product in 2000. We released it in 2018. After about 3 years and putting everything together, it came together around 2015, was conceptual, and I started giving it to people, and it took me about 3 years to get it out. And I'll talk a little bit more if you like about it, but we brought it out, and now testimonies are, you know, sex life returning to people, even in their 70s, people's hair turning black again, from
really,
you know, from the white going away. We've had hair coming back in. We've had chronic fatigue correcting. We've had people noticing that they don't get sick anymore, that they were always sick and getting sick all the time. And we can't put any of those testimonies out there because, again, out there to protect the public is Google and the FTC and the FDA from testimony exposure. But if you go to Amazon and look up Vitalometry, you'll see that there are some pretty impressive testimonies about the product.
So I'll put that link, guys. I'll put the all the links into the show notes. So if you're not catching anything, don't worry; it'll be in the show notes. Yeah. So
yeah, I got a box. It's called Vitalometry. Vitalometry.
Yeah.
If people want to learn more, they can either go to I got a website docmisak.com.
Yeah.
docmisak.com. And then that teaches more about all the stuff that I do. And there's a link to Vitalometry. There's a link to my practice and all that other stuff. And again, whenever I do these shows, like for you, Natalie, if people want to use a discount code, they can use BioNat10 mm-hmm. and they'll get 10% off if they want to try the product.
Amazing. And I think it's so fascinating to come across products like this where people can actually feel like experience, like you actually feel the difference, right? So often people are taking supplements and you ask them why they take it. And they're like, I don't know, it's supposed to be good for me. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think it's always fascinating. And a lot of the people who listen to this show and are in my Facebook group or my MeWe group now definitely are people who always want to be trying something new. They're the self-defined biohackers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, unbeknownst to them, most people, anybody who's looking to get healthy is a biohacker by definition.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, they're those people who are like, tell me what to do. Tell me how to take it. Tell me what to take, what to eat so that I can change my outcome. And so by definition, that makes you a biohacker. And mm-hmm. a product like this really feeds into that psychology quite beautifully. So the Vitalometry supplement, so is it, so there's astragalus in there. Is there,
astragalus,
which is astragalus an amazing. Is
thousands of years old, good for the immune system, good for the adrenal glands, antimicrobial. And then there's the extracts, astragalicide 4, and cycloestragalinol has specifically shown telomerase activity, and those are in there. And then I've got purslane. Why? Purslane is probably a weed to most people, but it's one of the highest omega-3 fatty acid plants known to mankind, if not the highest. So stop pulling it in your garden and throwing it away. Yeah. Pull it in your garden and throw it in your salads, you know.
Yeah,
okay. But purslane, all your membranes of your cells are a fluidic fat, and same with your brain.
Yeah.
And so you're improving the transposition of nutrients across the cell membranes and helping the brain with essential fatty acids. I put Sinomorium. It's a yang tonic in Chinese medicine for the elixir of vitality and for sexual vitality, but it kind of gives you energy and that aspect without making you feel jittery. So I've had people take, and I could take, you know, 4 of these at 8 o'clock at night and still sleep fine. So
nice.
It doesn't give you that jittery sensation. And then I put elderberry in there, and elderberry has, you know, the resveratrol, which is, and elderberry, all of these things have been shown to have telomerase activity, but then you have your antioxidant and your immune boosting potential of elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
Green tea, your ellagic acids in green tea, some of the most potent antioxidants known to mankind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so plus anti-cancer benefits and all the other things.
For sure.
But if you look at most telomere products on the market, what they are is souped up antioxidants with some basic vitamin and minerals in it. And I just took an eclectic herbal approach. But the green tea, again, the antioxidant nature there. Milk thistle. Milk thistle has been shown to have
Your liver.
You know, love your liver. You know, it's your nuclear powerhouse when you're looking at it from an energetic standpoint. And so you're protecting the liver with that. But again, it's been shown to have telomerase activity specifically. Ginkgo, Ginkgo has shown telomerase activity, but what does it do? Improves circulation, improves the ability of blood to get to the nutrients where it needs to be, and particularly to the brain. I put, and then from a bioelectric standpoint, I put calcium phosphate called Mincol in there because calcium regulates mineral utilization.
Yeah.
Lemon, all food. You remember that commercial, Dawn takes grease out of your way, one drop of that, you know, soap.
That soap? Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. And then boom, everything disperses. Well, everything in nature is either cationic or anionic. And soaps right. are anionic dispersants. Boom, they disperse. All food is cationic forming like that grease, except lemons. They're 100% anionic. So if you ever come and see me, I'm going to have you drinking lemon at a 1-9 ratio with water, 1 ounce of fresh squeezed lemon, 9 ounces of distilled water, drinking about 3 ounces of that after every meal to stimulate the liver, to stimulate digestion, to improve the digestive capacity by dispersing and increasing friction to generate more heat from what you're eating. There's just electrical concepts because you can go online and find 100 things of why we should be consuming lemons every day and all these lemon-based things. I'm just using it from a functional standpoint of how I think physiologically.
So you're using it after the meal?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
To disperse, to stimulate the liver, to stimulate, because you have this pharmacokinetics, you have to, break down and you have to disintegrate, break down solid food into a solution. So dissolution puts it into a solution where it gets into solution. Then you can drink water about 45 minutes after you eat. And then it gets down and those enzymes are already breaking all those molecules down so they can get absorbed directly into the bloodstream. You don't absorb chunks of food into your blood.
Well, no, it
right.
doesn't happen really.
Right.
That's so, where you end up depleted and deficient in spite of eating a reasonable diet.
Yeah. And so lemon stimulates the liver and the bile production.
Right.
It normalizes the pH. It provides it provides a basic amino acid structure so that you can make a billion enzymes on your own.
Yeah.
It's a precursor.
Interesting. So, well, I mean, I lemon is one of my favorite things on the planet, honestly. I start every day with lemon and any number of, you know, lemon and molecular hydrogen in water is the way I start my day. Nice.
Lemon water.
There you are.
Yep. And so I formulated the product, though. I made it so you could take up to 12 a day, you know, and not be
Holy.
Over on anything, but you don't need it. We find that most people, where there's 120 in a bottle and 4 a day is wonderful for most people. They either take all 4 in the morning or take 2 in the morning and 2 at lunchtime.
Nice.
And it gets them through. I personally take 4 in the morning, and sometimes I'll take 3 or 4 more in the afternoon if I feel like I'm just burning the candle on both ends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I'm sure in your world happens quite often, given how busy you are with a book and a new product. Okay, well, this is fascinating. I'm so guys, when you're listening to this, I haven't actually even tried Vitalometry myself, so I will be trying it. And by the time you're listening to this, the introduction will be talking about what my experience was like with Vitalometry. And we are going to check in with Doc Mizak again in the new year when the book gets published, because I'm personally really, really kind of interested to see what it's all about. I think that, I've heard of a lot of these concepts, but I have never really heard it put together quite the way that you do it. So, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of cellular addressing cell health and cell function. And that ultimately is what you're talking about here.
Totally.
And, right. And totally talking about those nutrients that help, that support the cell in doing what it needs to do.
What I love is our modern medical component. You know, they do EKGs to measure heart contractility. They do EMGs to measure muscle contractility. They do EEGs to measure brain activity. And all of that's electrical, right?
Yep.
And what governs that? The movement of potassium, sodium, calcium, and magnesium. Yet they never talk about whether you need these nutrients to affect your electrical activity of what's happening in your body, because it's all electric. Everything is vibrational. It's all electromagnetic. And so I try not to go cellular, but to understand electromagnetics. And the strength of your magnetism is dependent on those nitrates.
Mm-hmm.
And the frequency, like the speed, right? Frequency of speed. So you do right?
Yeah.
You're always showing a frequency. So your pH dictates your speed. Mm-hmm. And so if your pH of your urine is too high, you're going too slow. Or if your pH is too low, you're going too fast. And that speed dictates your ability to utilize things, the efficiency of what's happening. Mm-hmm. So I teach people how to monitor their urine pH based upon what you're eating and what you take and how it affects it. And it's just a beautiful, when you're looking at naturopathic medicine, we could talk about the vis medicatrix naturae, the tole causum, the tole totem, the principles that say healing power of nature, treat the whole person, identify the cause, these basic principles, first do no harm, primum non nocere. When you're looking at all those concepts, nothing explains it more than taking it to a quantum physic approach of how energy used through the body. And what I found with the work of Dr. Kerry Reams. Reams was thrown in jail in 15 states. He was prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. And all he did was test people, teach them how to eat and how to grow foods. If you're a gardener, you have got to look up High Brix Gardening.
And how do you spell Brix?
B-R-I-X.
B-R-I-S. Okay.
So High, H-I-G-H, Brix, B-R-I-X Gardening.
Oh, B-R-I-X. Okay, Brix.
Because you learn what Reams was an agricultural genius and a mathematician on the Einstein level. And he explained how to maximize the energy potential of the soil before he identified the soil of the human body.
Huh.
And so he turned around and said, hey, you can grow foods that when you have a higher Brix of your food, you can test your food, squeeze some juice out of it, test the Brix out of it. The higher the Brix, the more mineral content, the longer that food's going to have shelf life and the better it's going to taste.
Hmm.
So just adding that nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus don't cut it.
No.
Reams taught that phosphorus makes things bloom, nitrogen makes things grow, and potassium is needed for a flavor as part of it. And certain plants like particularly like tomatoes. You ever had a tomato that, that just tastes like crap?
Yeah, often, actually. Yeah. Well, it, at this point, food is grown to look good and to travel well.
Right.
And to last long.
Chemical modifications.
Exactly.
Frankenfoods.
Exactly. But you can almost forgive them if they also paid attention to the nutrient density of the food. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to rank. And right. So you get left with something that'll stay in your fridge for an insanely long period of time that'll look good and that won't get you squished, but that fundamentally doesn't deliver.
Right. I grow my zucchinis and I can pick them in June and they're still taste fresh in October and leaving them out on my countertop. They don't rot.
Really?
Because of the mineral content. You have got to look into this.
I'm all over it. I'm taking notes like crazy.
High Brix Gardening is amazing. And so Acres is a conference that's done. And when you go to an Acres conference, you see all these Amish people there, because Acres, there are people out there. Midwest Laboratories is one. International Agri Labs was Reams's company. And that will test your soil and say, this is what you need to put on your soil per acre or per whatever square footage you're doing to remineralize your soil. It takes about 7 years to convert. And so we have 20% of our food industry is organic, is what you go to the store. 20% of what people are buying, they want to buy organic, but only 5% of our land in America is grown organically.
Yeah. I know that's just awful.
But it's only organic does not mean that it's mineral dense.
No.
Organic means that you don't have the chemicals.
Yeah.
Or you have a lower number.
I think, when you're looking at biodynamic, quite often you end up with farmers who are paying a little more attention. But that's that's really where the value of getting to know your farmer, going to a farmer's market, buying your vegetables from there, if you don't have the bandwidth to grow your own or you don't have the property or whatever, or in my case, it's shady. Whatever the case may be, at least if you talk to someone, you get a sense of, are they taking the time and the care to feed the soil? Because If you're not doing that, the foods are going to be, to your point, fundamentally.
And I'm just applying it to the human body. You know, yeah. If you really want to love yourself, learn to understand yourself through your own chemistry. It can seem like it's a pain in the butt to initially start testing yourself, but what you're doing is you're loving yourself. You really are.
No, it sounds amazing.
If you don't love yourself, you still got to live with yourself, right?
You're stuck with you. That's for sure. So Dr. Mizak, one last thing. Are there other practitioners that do BRICS testing in other states, or like, are you training other practitioners, or are there other practitioners trained in this modality, or is it really that people have to buy the equipment themselves?
There are people who are doing it. If you look up RBTI, Rheims Biological Theory of Ionization.
Okay.
RBTI. The problem is everybody does it a little differently.
Right.
Which is fine as long as you understand that those numbers represent efficiency. So if you bring in some natural thing and you see that it throws your numbers away from ideal, then it's not good for you.
Right.
So I teach it differently. I am working on a training program to kind of standardize teaching. I work with Dr. Reams's daughters, Laverne and Betty Reams.
Yeah.
And we teach how to eat and stuff like that. But if you look up RBTI, you can find, if you Google RBTI map, you'll find people who are listed, and then you can go there, get tested.
Yeah.
And then you can contact me, or
exactly.
Eventually I'm going to have that program that says here's an outline for you of what to do. I know you have a 2 o'clock, and that you have, I'm going to respect that time, and I can, you know, in that regard.
Yeah.
Again, if people want to learn more, they can go to vitalometry.com, but mostly just go to docmesak.com, docmesak on YouTube. You can watch all types of free videos. I teach all this stuff, and I'd love to come back one day when I finish the book.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'm holding you to that. I'm really looking forward to reading the book and learning more from you. I think this is fascinating. And I'm also looking forward to trying out Vitalometry for myself. So Dr. Mizak, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed meeting you. And I mean, I love what I do, man. I get to meet the best people and learn about the most amazing things. This is my juice. This is amazing. So, awesome. So thank you so much. And we will see you hopefully in the next couple of months again. And then we'll get to chat about the book.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because that's what helps us to be heard and to be seen. If you'd like to connect with me directly, or if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you have any questions about this episode, please reach out to me directly through my website, natnidham.com. And of course, if you're not already a member of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance community on Facebook, that's where you'll find me every day. It's a short application. Just answer a couple of questions and you're in and interfacing with other amazing biohackers. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.